Labs in Touch. We're talking about some of the national people making statements early in the season. One of them is about Alex Smith being a possible MVP candidate for the league. Here's defensive coordinator Keith Butler on Smith.
Alex has played real well this year. He hadn't, I don't know if they turned the ball over, but maybe once. And when you hold the ball and you don't turn it over and you get turnovers, you win. You know, that turnover takeaway ratio is very, very big in terms of wins and losses. So they've done a good job of maintaining control of the ball and not making stupid mistakes. He had, you know, Alex Smith has got a real good feel, a real good understanding of their offense, and he really executes it well.
All right, Tunch, tee it up for us. What do we need to know?
Well, he's correct about one thing. Alex Smith is playing really good football, and what makes him so effective is at 33, he can still run. He's still got a lot of juice in his legs. He outruns guys. He does a great job of throwing on the run when he scrambles to his right and when he scrambles to his left. I mean, going to their left, most quarterbacks are not good throwing on the run. Alex Smith does that really well. It's the same offense. I've heard people say, oh, he's throwing the ball further down the field. I'm not sure I'm buying it. You know, there's a nice throw, or there's a throw down the field. But one of the things that he does do well, it's still that West Coast offense. It's still, when he's under center, it's three steps, ball comes out. When he's in shotgun, it's two steps back, so now he's at 5 yard depth, and the ball comes out. He's never at 9 yards. It's either at five or he's at seven. The ball usually comes out of there quickly. The one thing he does do, guys, is, you know, they'll when they line up in shotgun and they go out of three wides, they run a lot of that inside-outside zone, and they'll run it out of that read option look. And every once in a while, he'll pull it out. And, you know, I don't know that he's reading it really or if he's just handing it off. All of a sudden he sees the backside crash and he said, you know, this time I think I'm going to pull it out. And when he pulls it out and he'll run, he'll get positive yardage. He's their second leading rusher. And if it weren't for the sacks, he'd have over 200 yards rushing.
You know, one of the things about the Chiefs offense, you know, we were talking about their ability to protect the football. Kansas City turned it over on the first play of the season opener. And has not turned it over since.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a heck of a stat right there. The other thing to me, you know, and this is just my impression of what it has been through the first 4 years of Andy Reid's tenure as the head coach there, you know, this was a red zone field goal team. The Kansas City Chiefs, to me, especially the last couple of years, they were proficient offensively until they got inside the 20, and then they were willing to settle for a field goal. Not this year, the Chiefs are third in the NFL in red zone efficiency, only behind Dallas and Green Bay. They have 11 touchdowns and 17 trips, and you know, the guy that we just saw there, you would think that the Chiefs' primary red zone threat would be Travis Kelce, who's a pretty good tight end, but it's actually Kareem Hunt, yeah. And he can catch it. And he can run it. And he's really dangerous down by the goal line. So those are the things about the Chiefs offense to me that have stood out so far this season. They do not turn it over, and they've been extremely efficient in the red zone. And if they are that on Sunday, you know, it's going to be tough for the Steelers to win.
You know, Lev, Kareem Hunt makes a lot of guys. He breaks a lot of tackles. He makes a lot of guys miss. You know, he's very muscular in his legs. He's got kind of a short, squatty body. You know, ideal size for a running back, maybe probably 5'11", 215, 220. And he makes a lot of guys miss. And the other thing that they'll do in their run game is one of the things that Andy Reid loves, and this goes back to his days in Philly, is he loves running fake misdirection stuff. So there's a lot of fake reverses coming behind the play. The reason they do that is to keep the backside pursuit from coming down hard to make a play. Because if you're constantly waiting for a reverse to come your way, you throttle down the backside, and they do a really good job of that. But they will run the jet sweep off that. They've run several jet sweeps, and they do it. You know, they are much better in the red zone. But I think when you got a running back like this who takes people a long way while they jump on his back, I mean, he does not go down easy. But having said all that, you know, all week long, the Steelers' defense has heard about how they can't stop the run. They can't stop the run. And what's wrong with the Steelers defense? What's solid? I think they are sick of hearing it, and I think this is going to be an opportunity where they the focus and the resolve, it's what's going to get this team out of the valley that they're in. And I think this week we're going to see it.
All right. For our Steelers Nation Unite members, the keyword today is helmet. So you can head to SteelersNationUnite.com, enter the keyword helmet. Don't forget, if you don't already know and won't be joining us in KC, you don't have to be there, but we will be at Calhoun's on 87th on Saturday. You can also watch live from anywhere with a mobile device, so make sure you head to Steelers.com for all of that information. Labs will be joining me there. Tunch, you'll probably be eating some barbecue somewhere, right, but we'll think of you fondly.
Thank you.
No, you know what him and Wolf did one time? They went to Kansas City.
They got sushi. I've heard this story.
Yes, yeah. Sushi. Yeah. Bad read, Courtney.
Yeah, we should have won with the barbecue.
Not really sure what to say about that one. But that is going to do it for today's edition of Steelers Live. Thank you so much for joining us. For Bob and Tunch, I'm Missy. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.